Yo, what up, world? It's your boy Sean McGill, and welcome back to the In the Hills podcast. But today is very, very special because I got a special guest. Yes, I got another special guest. Today is one of the homegirls, one of the homies that I've known for so long, and I'm so happy to have her a part of the show today. And it's no other than my good, good friend, Bobby Riley. How you doing, Bobby? Welcome to the show. But wait. First things first, let me introduce you the right way. Let me tell people exactly what you do, where you come from, and whatnot, all right? So let me say this. Bobby Riley has been a young and noteworthy leader in the professional beauty industry. You may know her from on-set and hair and makeup artist for Pop Sugar Productions, but she can also be credited for her TV, film, commercial, and press publications, all right? She's worked with Vanity Fair, Teen Vogue, Self Magazine, BET, TV1, and the list goes on. She upholds an image as a self-taught beauty professional, all right? Content creator, and now beauty educator. She also attended the Aveda Institute in Los Angeles, and she currently resides in LA. Riley prides herself with providing exceptional service to productions clientele with whom she is hired to work with, and is determined now to uplift others longing to break into or redefine themselves as a beauty professional. So, with that being said, welcome to the show, Bobby Riley. Yo, what up, world? It's your boy, Sean McGill, and I'm here with Bobby Riley. Bobby, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Welcome to the show. In the Hills podcast is so happy to have you. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I know you're super busy and you're hard to get a hold of. You made me wait forever and days to get you on the phone. So I know you're busy. How long have we known each other now, you think?
Say it again?
How long have we known each other now?
Oh my God, so long. What in the world? I don't know. I would say I moved here 10 years ago. So I would say at least for six of those years I've known you.
Wow, that's crazy. Time flies. I always think about when you first meet people, you don't really ever think you're going to be friends for that long. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't ever think they're going to be an adult.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And we've known each other since we were kids. So it's great to have female friends and friends in general. You know what I mean? For such a long period of time. I think it's just crazy. So how are you doing with this whole COVID thing? Is everything going well with your family? Are you quarantining and how's work and everything? How has it been going since we've been on this whole COVID nonsense?
Oh my gosh, that's such a loaded question, but a great question.
It is pretty loaded.
I feel like I've honestly been doing better in quarantine than I was before it. Here's a couple reasons why. Well, one, my job does all my testing. So honestly, I've just been getting a whole bunch of COVID tests for free. So I know I'm COVID free, which is really amazing. My family has been super healthy. And you know what? It is really tragic, everything that's going on. And I totally feel for people that have suffered any type of losses of work and or health issues or, family, health issues or family deaths. But I feel so blessed to just be able to be in a position where that's not really happening in my world, thank God. And I've been working tons. And I think, for a minute there, because I in March, I got actually laid off of this huge production that I was on for Hulu. And I was crap, what am I going to do? I have other things going on. I have other businesses, but I was just ultimately, what am I going to do on a daily basis? Because I'm a busy person. The reason I love being on set is because I love being busy and just being in a fast paced environment. So I was okay, crap, what am I going to do? So I slept maybe the first week or something. And then I was all right, you got to get a morning routine. You got to get yourself together. So I think, it really also blessed me with just being able to look in the mirror and have a lot of introspection time and be able to get my life together internally, which you don't get a lot of time to do when you're so focused on your clients and stuff. So it's been really, really great. Healthy.
Wow. Yeah. And you have a big family, right? How many brothers and sisters? How many sisters you have? I forget. It's so many of y'all.
Three older sisters, but I have 10 siblings.
Woo!
Yeah, it's a lot of birthdays.
Jesus.
Pretty much my calendar is full.
What's everybody's names?
Oh my goodness.
Can you even remember?
You're going to make me do all this? No, I know all of my siblings.
Well, name your closest ones. Name your closest ones. Your best friends.
That's not right.
That's not right. No, that's not right.
They're all my best friends. I would get in so much trouble. You're trying to get in trouble.
Well, just name the names because I'm trying to think of all the ones I know. I'm just
okay,
like.
Okay, so. Well, I know the ones that you know, but I'm going to say everyone.
Okay.
So the youngest is Michael.
Okay.
And then after Michael is Zachary and Quinn. They're about the same age.
I don't think I've met Zachary and Quinn, actually.
No, you haven't. And then after that, Samar, which I know you've met Samar.
Yep.
And then there is Teddy.
Yep.
And then there is TJ. And you met Teddy, but I know you met Teddy when he was like a baby almost.
Yeah, he was younger.
And he's 17 now. He's rapping. Oh my God. It's so
what?
Crazy. I'm so proud of him. Yeah, he's rapping.
Tell
and
him
producing.
To come on the show. You got to come rap on the show.
Oh my God. He would so love that. He would be really hype. And then TJ as well. He's rapping. They were both doing basketball for a while, but they just took a liking to music as well. You know, just being around my dad, naturally, they just took a liking to it. And then there's me after that. And then is Taja, and then Nia, and then Deja, and then my oldest brother, Dante. So,
Jesus,
yeah,
man. And Nia's my homegirl. I love Nia. Nia's always so much fun to be around and so much fun to, like, see. I love Nia. I hope she's doing good. Tell her I send my love
amazing.
Her way.
So
I love that
my
girl.
Niece Cameron.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. Everybody's doing good. And I know your dad is probably doing well as well.
Oh, yeah, he's living his best life. Like, seriously, oh, my God. He's, like, always in the studio, though. That's just him. You know, he doesn't really leave his studio. But he moved out to Vegas, and he's, like, absolutely loving it. It has a key to the city. Like,
lucky.
I think we have three studios in our house.
So when I go to Vegas, I'm going to Vegas in December. I need to call him.
Listen,
he need to hook us up.
My grandma cooks breakfast, lunch, and dinner every time I go home. Like, I get weighted on my hand and foot pretty much. So I'm, like, so excited to be there for Thanksgiving.
Well, let me know, because I'm going to be out there in December, and my birthday is actually in a couple days, and, you know, we're going to turn
birthday.
Up for my birthday.
Scorpio?
Yes, sir. Scorpio season. November 17th is my birthday. But, yeah, but I'm was going to go in November to Vegas, but some things came up, so I'm actually pushing to December, and when I go out there, I'm definitely going to let you know, so you give me that key to the city. I'm going to need that key. So I can get out there and have a good time. But, you know, even with this whole COVID thing that's going on, I heard you recently booked a CVS commercial. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, my God. It was so crazy. So I basically shot a commercial from my house in quarantine. So my agents, I'm represented by one of my greatest friends. She's an agency. And she was like, come on, girl, let me send you out on commercials, blah, blah. I was like, all right, fine. But you can't send me out on anything unless it has to do with makeup. Like, I'm very consistent in terms of branding. And I, like, never try to trail outside that. And I really respect my friends that, like, are heavy in the acting world. I mean, they coach, they train, you know, they spend so much time. And so I really told myself and I told my agents, like, I'm not going to go out and do something that I'm an expert at, right?
Yeah.
And so this audition just came to the table. I mean, I've done a few, like, little makeup commercials, but it came to the table and it was like CVS, blah, blah, blah. So I was, like, at my low point in quarantine. This was after, like, 2 weeks of sleeping, right? Because I told you the first week I slept. The second week I think I slept as well. So I was just like, oh, whatever. I don't really want to do. Yeah, I was like, I really don't want to do, like, anything. Hold on 1 second.
Uh-oh. Sounds like you got something going on in the background. Well, you know, that's Riley right there. You see how busy she is. She put me.
Sorry, Sean.
It's all good.
They were, like, calling my name.
Well, aren't you doing something right now? What's that in the background? Are you allowed to talk about that, or what's going on in the background?
Oh. You want to talk about that first? You want me to finish this story?
We can talk about that. We can talk about that. It's all good. Whatever you prefer.
So right now I'm, like, actually on set of a production. This is our last day. It's for, like, a feature, and it's pretty cool. I can't really, like, talk about the details of, like, the story.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, literally been COVID productions for, like, everything. And that was, like, basically the same thing for CVS, except I had to film myself.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I literally, they brought in the red camera. They brought in, like, everything. And, like, I had to, me and my manager, had to use all the equipment and film it myself.
Yeah, my mom did something for the talk, and that's the same thing. They gave her all the lights and everything, and she had to do it herself. So yeah, definitely.
It was really strange, but I literally, I mean, I don't even want to put this out there because I should always be like super professional. But like when I did this audition, I was just, like I said, at a low point, and I was just, I literally did my self tape in my pajamas, and I was like, I'm probably not going to get this. And they were like, we love her, we want her. And I was like, perfect. Okay. So yeah, it was really, really fun. And I guess I've been hearing that their little spec videos for social media have been just me, so it's kind of cool.
That's really
I don't know, I think it's really cool. I just love being able to be a you know, a Black woman in the industry that people can actually see, and little girls can be like, oh my god, she has big curly hair like me, or oh my god, she has this feature like me, or oh my god, she's, you know, a brown girl. And like be able to you know, be able to kind of take inspiration from me in that way. So yeah.
And now explain to us exactly what you're releasing tomorrow. Let them know about that.
Ooh, so I have been, it's been on my mind, honestly, for the last year to come up with a education source for people that want to be in the beauty industry, whether it's like in a lifestyle and beauty, content, you know, Instagram, social media, you know, whatever, marketing, brand ambassadors, makeup artists, hairstylists, stylists that just are wanting to be able to break into the industry, you know, reinvent themselves, gain momentum, all that kind of stuff. And so I've been dying to like create something for them, but I wasn't sure what. And I have a couple of friends that have like membership platforms and stuff like that. So I kind of like just did my studying. But in September, my sister's client was like, you know, she's in heavy in business. She was like, I have no idea why you're holding this back. Like, you need to just do this. Cause at that point I was just like, I'm not going to do it. You know, the market's oversaturated. Everyone has everything on YouTube. Like, what's the point of me doing that? And she was like, you need to put your stuff out there because, you know, you're very young, and to have the portfolio and the career that you've carried for yourself is very unique. And so you need to share that, you know, you should teach from that perspective. And so I was like, okay. So at first it was just going to be like courses, right? And then it just turned into an entire like membership 12-month education system. So it's basically like a universe, like a college.
Okay.
And so now here I am launching a college tomorrow. It's kind of insane.
That sounds so major and I cannot wait to check it out. But, you know, before I get you out of here, I play a game with everyone who comes on the show. I don't know if you have time, but it's quick. But do you want to play?
Okay, it's a game.
Yeah, do you want to play it?
Yeah, I'm down.
All right, so the game is called Celebrity Crushes, all right? And I'm pretty much just going to ask you what celebrity you would, you know, hook up with, all right? And you got to say yes. You got to say the name or not, you know what I mean? It's going to be two celebrities.
Wait. Okay, and you got to give me directions.
It's just simple. It's two celebrities. I'm going to tell you two celebrity names, and then you just say which one you would do or hook up with. You know what I mean? It's not nothing crazy though. Don't think it's like nothing. It's a fantasy. It's not like nothing real, obviously. It's just a fantasy. It's just a game.
I'm like, I don't know, Sean. I don't know if I would hook up with any of them, but I let them take me on a date.
Yeah, it's not nothing real. It's just a fantasy. It's not nobody you know or anything. Well, you might know them, but I don't think so. Just go with it. You ready?
I'm a little traditional, so I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
You ready? All right, so Brad Pitt or Justin Timberlake?
I would say Justin. He's just got so much soul to me. Hey,
Justin's
Brad
that dude.
Doesn't do it for me. Sorry, Brad.
Bieber or Harry Styles?
I say Harry Styles. I like that he's like, I don't know, his English accent probably.
Watermelon Sugar. Oh, that's my song right there. Watermelon Sugar. All right, Jason Momoa or The Rock?
Jason Momoa. Oh my God. Like, yes. Like, okay. Yeah. Fine.
Tom Hardy or Idris Elba?
What does Tom Hardy even look like? Honestly,
Tom Hardy's from Venom. Like, you don't know Tom Hardy? He's from Venom.
Killing.
He played Venom. No, Venom. He
was Venom.
He was in the new Spider-Man. You
have
to Google that. He was
right
in.
I'm sorry, Tom Hardy.
You don't know Tom Hardy? He was in Venom. He was in a bunch of movies. He was in Peaky Blinders. Tom Hardy. All right. John Legend or Common?
Common, and I just did his makeup and I was like, oh my God. I hope that he doesn't hear this. He probably won't, so it's fine.
David Beckham or Cristiano Ronaldo? Do you know who that is? You know David Beckham?
I don't know Cristiano.
Oh, we got to look at Cristiano. He's like one of the famous soccer players. He's super well known. Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac, what do you mean?
Denzel or Will Smith?
Oh, wait, I take that back. Cristiano Ronaldo.
You must have Googled it.
You say what?
All right, so Cristiano, Tupac or Biggie, you said Tupac, right? Denzel or Will Smith?
Will Smith, I actually used to have a question when I was like 8. That's all right. Hilarious.
All right, LeBron James or Tom Brady? You might have to look up Tom Brady. I don't know if you know Tom Brady.
I know who Tom Brady is. Okay, cool. I am a Patriots fan. Sorry, y'all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you know what? Honestly, I would say, who was it?
LeBron or Tom Brady?
Yeah, sorry. It's
going to
be LeBron.
It's going to be LeBron. All right, well, that's the game. And I'm happy that you played it and it was fun.
Why
it's
just something I do.
It's just something I do with a little bit of everybody on the show. We just play a game just to, you know, lighten up the mood and make everything fun. I want to make sure you have a good time while you on the show. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, let everybody know where your website is, your social media, and so they can follow you and whatnot. Let them know real quick.
Awesome. So my Instagram is at Bobby Riley Beauty. My website is BobbyRileyBeauty.com. And if you're looking for the university platform, it's BobbyRileyBeauty.com/BR Beauty University. And I don't really use Facebook. Sorry. And my Twitter is at Bobby Riley.
Okay, cool. I'll make sure to put that in the description for everybody that didn't catch it and so they can follow. And make sure you go follow us at In the Hills Podcast. And it's your boy Sean McGill, and this is Bobby Riley. And I thank you so much for dropping by the show.
Thank you, Sean.
Yes, sir. Y'all stay tuned. Peace.
Bye.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Sean McGill. And I got some very sad news, man. We lost one of the dopest artists in the game yesterday. He was shot, and I can't even believe that this man is gone. He was only 26 years old. He's one of the most talented rappers out. If you don't know about him, his name is King Von, and this is his record right here. I'm going to play a little bit of his record as a dedication to him passing. All right. Make sure, everybody, you check on your loved ones. Tell them you love them, because life is short. You never know. Here's King Von. She live better park, it's getting dark. My clock on my lap, I'm just thinking smart. So she hop out, she switching this shit. This bitch sticking shit, she got 2 minutes. If she ain't back out, then she gon' need a lift. She left her phone, so I picked it up. This hoe slow as fuck, that miss calls. 3 up and for mom, the other 6 say duck. Now I look up, and I see a truck. It's just pulling up, someone hopped out. A big goofy nigga, he trying to look tough. I'm like, what he trying to do? So I clutch my move, but he kept walking. He don't want no smoke, boy, he not bulletproof. He's got a tongue from this stripper bitch. She from Cape and she just bought a Glock with a bullet clip. Boy, don't play with me, this bitch a hoe. Met her at the store, you know how it goes. She wanna smoke, so I bought some dope. Took up to the oak, just got a top from the stripper bitch. She from Cape and she just bought a Glock with a bullet clip. Boy, don't play with me, this bitch a hoe. Met her at the store, you know how it goes. She wanna smoke, so I bought some dope. Took up to the oak, now she walk out, she stopping the train. That's that King Von, took it to the oak. You know, I can play his records for days. He's very talented. 26, man. I can't even believe he was that young. It's crazy. You never know how young these rappers is, man. I swear, you think they're like 30, 40 years old, but they really be 26, 18, 19. As y'all know, Pop Smoke passed away, and we lost another great one, man. We lost another great one in King Von. He died Friday following a shooting outside a nightclub in Atlanta. The 26-year-old Crazy Story artist, whose real name is Davon Bennett, was shot around 3:20 a.m. during an argument between two groups of men that escalated to gunfire. According to a statement provided by Officer Steve Avery with the Atlanta Police Department, Bennett was taken to an area hospital where he died. This is the statement that they came out with. At this time, our investigators believe Mr. Bennett was shot during the initial shootout between the two groups of males prior to police responding and attempting to stop the shooting. The statement reads, additionally, Mr. Bennett was not located at the scene but arrived at a hospital shortly after the shooting via private vehicle. The investigation into this incident remains open and very active. The incident took place outside of a Monaco hookah lounge where two off-duty officers who were in uniform and working an extra job at the lounge, along with an on-duty officer who was patrolling nearby, confronted the arguing groups and fired shots, police said. Three of the persons shot in the incident have died as a result of their wounds, and three others are being treated in area hospitals. The officers were not injured, according to the police. So the other people that were shot in the incident and the families, I just really pray for you guys. Life is short, man. You never know what may happen. I know the Atlanta police are really probably got all hands on deck on this matter and making sure that something like this doesn't take place again, and that we find the people who did this to this man and bring family, you know, justice and happiness and peace. You know, knowing how it happened or who did it is important. So I know Atlanta police are going to make sure to take care of this. And I really pray for their family. And also another sad part of the day, DaBaby's older brother, he passed away too as well. It's just very, very unfortunate. This has got to stop, you guys. It's got to stop. With that being said, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Rest in peace to King Von. I had to play that record back, man. It's got me hyped. It's got me going crazy. But with that being said, we got a crazy close race with Biden and Trump. We might have a new president. Who knows what's going to happen in the next couple days? We'll know for sure if Trump is going to stay in office or if Biden's going to take over. One thing I do know, the stock market is doing well. They think Biden might come back and give us some money. So we might be looking at another stimulus check. We might be looking at some more money. Make sure y'all stay on top of it and stay tuned. And do not forget to go invest into NIO, N-I-O, X-P-E-V. Go check them out on the stock market if you're into stocks. That's what I got my money in. I got my money in that, Apple, and a couple other ones. But if you need some stock advice, you need help with anything, let me know. I'm more than glad to help you out and let you know. I got NIO at a very low price, and it's at $40-something right now, so you can go grab it for a good price. Do not forget to do that, because you can make some quick money on the side. But this race is really close, and it's no telling who's going to be president soon. I hope. You know what? I'm not even going to say nothing. I'm just going to let it be, and we'll see what the results are. You know, come out and we'll see what happens. All right. With that being said, we'll be right back. It's the In the Hills podcast. Rest in peace to King Von. Rest in peace to DaBaby's older brother. Rest in peace to Pop Smoke. Rest in peace to Nip Hustle. Rest in peace to all the people we lost in 2020. Man, this year's got to end. Let's get this year over with and start fresh. But this is the In the Hills podcast, and I got so much in store for y'all. Make sure y'all stay tuned and follow us on In the Hills podcast on Instagram so you can be up to date on all the new posts. And do not forget to subscribe, like, and donate if you can. If you could donate, donate a little something. If not, just click on the videos, watch them. The views help, all right? And make sure you share the videos and the post and all this stuff that I post. And on the In the Hills podcast, I also post very exclusive pictures that I don't post on my Instagram. So you got to go on there and check it out and go follow, all right? At In the Hills podcast, that's King Von playing in the back. Took it to the O. Make sure you play that for his, you know, rest in peace. Got to get his views up. Make sure he can get some money to his family. You know what I mean? Well, rest in peace. You already know what it is. It's the In the Hills podcast with your boy, Sean McGill. Thank y'all for tuning in. Stay tuned. All right. And that's everything I got for you guys this week. Make sure you guys go follow us at In the Hills podcast and at Sean McGill on Instagram. And I thank you guys so much for checking me out again. And stay tuned for another amazing episode next week. This is season 3. I appreciate you guys for checking me out. Have a good day. Peace.